Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Folks, the future of one of New Orleans' most iconic landmarks is taking shape, and our own Tulane University has stepped up to kind of lead the initiative, and they're in the process of trying to do so now. And Mike Fitz, the president of Tulane University, joins us to talk about this exciting project. Mike, welcome to the show.
Noel, thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm a Tulane Law alum. I love Tulane University. I love all that you guys do. And I love the fact that you have taken the reins of this project and, you know, having this desire to control your destiny, because this, I believe, is one of the most transformational projects in the history of the city of New Orleans. And we need it to just happen. I don't know how else to say it.
I think that's the perfect way to say it. This is clearly the largest initiative in the history of Tulane, but I think it could well be the largest initiative and most impactful, certainly in many years, if not the history of New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. It's obviously symbolically important in bringing back this iconic facility, Charity Hospital Building. But substantively, it really is moving us as a city to really expand our economic base and jobs and turn us really into an innovation research startup city.
No, absolutely. Mike, I got to ask you, this is like not the university's like primary lane of travel, right? I mean, this is not what y'all do every day. A little apprehension about it, a little anxiety?
Well, what we're doing really flows directly from what's been happening at Tulane over the last decade. We've grown our research footprint, close to doubling it over the last decade, really expanded. We've actually built 11 buildings on our uptown campus. We're running out of space, I might add. And so what's going on in the downtown really is in a sense pursuing what we have been pursuing, growing as a university. It just happens that it's now focused on this iconic building and sort of using it as a basis for our expansion and really growth as a major research university.
Yeah, and that growth as a major research university is really key to there's so many exciting things happening with new technology, new advancements. There was a story on one of the national news this morning about, is it CART research? Is that what it's called?
CART research,
relative.
Yeah.
CART yeah. Research, New Orleans being one of the few areas. But really, the outcome of that story was really about how key it is for people that have these challenges to live in cities that have these robust, innovative medical research facilities.
Absolutely. You know, you just look at what's occurred in healthcare and medicine over the last 25 years. There's so many research discoveries that are now the basis of medical care. And the connection between research and health has never been closer. And so, you know, I can give you examples. Last week, we had a young man who was cured of sickle cell anemia by a Tulane team, literally through that type of care. We had, you know, President Biden came in last year to highlight our really the use of AI in pathology with the ARPA-H research project that we're going on. There are just countless examples of how research in the bench is translated into healthcare. And that's what charity is about. That's what our downtown research is about. And I also should mention, it's also our new flagship hospital at East Jefferson, which, of course, you were deeply involved in for many years, is part of that as well.
No, absolutely. This project obviously presents challenges. It's an old building. It's an old structure. Architectural design is going to be key. But you guys have a lot of those resources available to you, as you pointed out earlier, that you've already done a lot of growth on your main campus and off campus as well. So as scary as one might think it would be, it is kind of sort of in y'all's wheelhouse already, because you bring all of those disciplines every day. I mean, you know, I just look at it as an old building, you know, the old structure. There's always challenges with that. And that was what I was kind of focusing on the apprehension, you know, especially a building that has sat there dormant for so long, you know, that it brings with it some unique challenges. But I think it will lead to exciting outcomes.
Absolutely. Look, the building itself has great bones. We've obviously spent a lot of time going through it with developers and architects, so we have a very good sense of how to develop it. We've actually rebuilt part of the Hutchinson building, which is next to it, which was actually built before charity, and redone about 50,000 square feet there. So we've actually had some experience in that. But charity itself, it's just an incredible facility, and we think it adapts very well for what will be the School of Public Health, the Celia Scott Weatherhead School of Public Health, the Medical School, the Innovation Institute, sort of all the labs working together. It's sort of a perfect facility. Will there be surprises? You bet. It's an old building. But we think we can deal with them.
So I know that y'all are in coordination and in communications with 1532 Tulane Holdco LLC, the company that has been named as a lead developer of transitioning over. Where do y'all find yourself? Where's that process at the present time?
Sure. They were the original developers of the whole building and you know, faced a lot of challenges through that process. So we came in and took it over and looked at whether or not we could develop the building. So we moved from originally we were going to take only about 100,000 square feet to now we're doing 650,000 square feet, over two thirds of the building. 1532 will develop the condos, the living portions of the building, the rest of the building. In some sense, we've reworked the partnership at this point, where we, in a sense, are the lead developer.
Now, you guys have the benefit, too, of a number of philanthropic organizations that are big believers in the mission and vision of Tulane University. Billy Goldring, a good friend, the Goldring Family Foundation, as one of the participants. I think that, and I know that you know this, but for the benefit of the audience, if you could explain how important those types of income and revenue streams to a project are so vitally important to its success.
This is a public-private partnership in every way. No one entity really could do this, and it's required supporters of Tulane, private supporters of Tulane University. It's required public entities to support us. And of course, the facility itself, we're expecting will generate income. We will have probably about 700 researchers there with the grants that they bring in. So it's the combination of public and private support which allows this to happen.
We're visiting with President Mike Fitz of Tulane University. Mike, we also know that this model works, right? I mean, we've seen in other medical corridors in other cities the huge successes that they've had and their ability to leverage this medical and research economy to their benefit. And it's been a win-win, and it's been one of the fastest and most robust growing sectors of the economy now for probably at least a decade, if not more.
Absolutely. I mean, universities are significant drivers of economic development. We all know about, obviously, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Silicon Valley, but so many other cities, whether it's Nashville or Pittsburgh, have really taken off through the growth of the universities. And that means not only the research and the funding of research, which obviously brings in funds into the city and creates jobs up and down the line, but also startups that come out of that. And that's the piece of this that we think will also have a huge effect down the line for New Orleans. We have an innovation institute that looks to turn research into startups and businesses. Unfortunately, while we've been successful in the past at Tulane, those startups have tended to leave New Orleans. They've gone to Houston or Boston or other places. And the purpose here is to have those startups literally start in charity and become part of a network, a supportive network for new businesses.
Yeah, unfortunate for the state that we have an unhealthy population, but fortunate for our inhabitants here relative to clinical trials and all kinds of other types of medical research that's conducted, that our population here could be a huge beneficiary from a lot of what would happen in this facility, right?
Absolutely. That's a critical point. What we're doing, by the way, is we're moving our School of Public Health together with our School of Medicine. And there's no question that the synergies between sort of direct patient care and public health are absolutely essential for sort of making our better health outcomes generally. As you know, the Gulf South does not have good health outcomes, so that we view not only the growth of our medical system at East Jeff and other places as important to improving the health, but also that the research that's being done and the outreach in charity in the School of Public Health and Medicine is also critical to helping health outcomes in the entire region.
Well, let me just say, we are rooting for you, a big cheerleader for the project. In fact, the happenstance that you talked about relative to sickle cell anemia, we had your doctor on the show, a very interesting conversation about the successes there, and we wish you continued success. And anytime that you want to report out on anything, please know that we're available. We're nimble here. We'd love to have you come back on and give us updates periodically. I think it's a top of mind project on a lot of people's mind, and I truly mean this. If the city of New Orleans is going to move from what we have been called a third-tier city to a second-tier city, a lot of it, not to put any pressure on you, Mike, I think is going to be on the back of, is going to be on the back of this project, quite frankly. I really believe that. I think this is a huge upside opportunity for us.
I couldn't agree more, nor could I have said it better. This is part of not only transforming Tulane, but also New Orleans.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. And if we can help in any way, please reach out. We're happy to do so.
Okay. Thank you, Newell. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
Same to you. Same to you. And thanks to same to all your listeners.
Well, thank you, sir. Mike Fitz, president of Tulane University. We'll be right back, folks. We'll check in with Arthur Laughlin, councilman, District 11, over in St. Tammany. We'll talk about resigning in St. Tammany Parish, the call for the election in November when we return. Stay with us.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Arthur Laughlin, Councilman District 11 in St. Tammany Parish. The council met the other day, I believe in a special meeting, in order to call the election for the office of sheriff. And he joins us to discuss same. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. Arthur, thank you so much for joining us. I got to ask you, Arthur, I mean, this was like a series of events that flowed really quickly. How surprised and what was the mood and the feel of not only the council, but your constituents about what occurred?
Well, I think, so Newell, let me preface this by saying, so I just walked out of the Slidell City Council inauguration and the mayor's inauguration and the new police chief. And there's nothing more American than an inauguration. The thing that defines us is like power that changes hands. So I think the most important thing for us as a council, and from what my constituents want, is they want to return to normal. And I think the most important thing that we could have done is make sure that we made that happen as soon as possible. It is so important that actual elected officials, not appointed officials, serve in any position we have, but especially the sheriff's office is in St. Tammany Parish, at least, is the most powerful elected office we have. So that was our the sentiment behind the council, is we want to make sure that we have an elected official in that office as soon as possible.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I actually made some comments about whether or not it made more sense to wait until the spring, only because of the uncertainty as to whether or not the interim that was named was actually going to be a candidate. And I think it becomes a lot cleaner and clearer when interim sheriff, well, not interim sheriff, Sheriff Brett Ebert said that he's not going to run for the permanent position. And in fact, he intends to retire once somebody goes, you know, takes that office. And I say not interim because there is no such thing as interim. You know, they're in the law relative to the office of sheriff, there is a succession plan. Not all offices have a succession plan where the chief criminal deputy takes control and is the sheriff. And so it in the end, it's really worked out, I think, really clean and transparent and, you know, sets the stage for an open election. Your thoughts?
Well, no, I think it does. And then the other thing that you have to consider with all the financial constraints that St. Tammany Parish is under right now, and I actually have to admit, I erroneously thought that this the cost of the election was going to be paid for by the sheriff's office. It's actually paid for by the parish council out of the general fund. So by putting the election on in November, the cost to the people is less than $15,000. Had we put the election on later, we were looking at a minimal cost of like almost more than $125,000.
Right.
Just to put on the election. Most people don't understand that these special elections actually cost a pretty penny.
Yeah, and you're going to have more voter participation, no doubt, in November than you would in the spring, right?
No, absolutely, because we have the senator, we have the Senate election, we have all the judges. There's going to be the best opportunity for a larger turnout.
I have to imagine your constituents, some sense of disappointment. I mean, I know Randy well. I consider him a friend. It pained me to suggest that he needed to resign in the immediate aftermath of this because I didn't think he was going to be able to recover from it. And I think he's handled it admirably. And I'm glad that he made the call that he made, especially for, you know, you guys, the other elected officials, as well as the citizens of St. Tammany?
I would say there was more of a sense of concern because we've had such a horrible track record here in St. Tammany with elected officials getting into trouble with the law. And I truly admire the way Sheriff Smith it's hard because he was a popular sheriff. He was still loved by a lot of people over here. But unfortunately, St. Tammany Parish really just cannot afford to get another black eye.
Yeah. So what are you hearing about potential candidates? I don't know if you're paying attention to that. What are you hearing?
Yeah. Right now, the two most serious front runners that we're hearing about is Daniel Susano from the Slidell Police Department, and then Hodges from the State Police. There's some speculation that some other people might join in the race, but those are the two front runners that we see, or at least as I understand it.
Yeah, I understand that former NOPD Superintendent Ronald Surpass is considering running.
Oh, that's
as well.
True. Forgive me. I forgot him. Yeah, that's actually, I didn't realize that he lived in St. Tammany Parish.
I think he's lived there for years. I'm not exactly sure how long, but he's been there quite a lengthy period of time. So, yeah, I mean, it seems as though, you know, you have folks that, in the case of Hodges, having led the state police, Ronald Surpass having led two metropolitan police departments, as well as a state police organization in the state of Washington, that you have some folks that have some experience that they're bringing to the forefront.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I think all the people we've discussed have a wonderful set of qualifications. And I think any one of the three that we mentioned would serve the parish well.
I have to imagine that you guys had a sigh of relief when the millage renewal passed the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office. I made a comment the other day that I thought, you know, this is about the entity, not the individual. Don't punish the entity. Because it's necessary for the viability of law enforcement moving forward. And if you had that hiccup, sometimes you don't ever recover, right? And it would have been difficult.
No, that nothing could have been. That is absolutely true what you're saying. I was amazed at how large of a margin both the sheriff's millage was and also the mosquito abatement, because both of the agencies were actually, both of the renewals were actually permanent reductions in both of those taxing bodies. Because as I've heard you discuss before on your show that St. Tammany's problem it's not a problem of the amount of taxes or the quantity of taxes we collect. It's just, they're all so dedicated. So this was actually encouraging for us because we're putting forth another solution to solve the funding for the district attorney's office and the jails and the justice center, so that we're hoping that, you know, that this will continue, that we will lower the millages all across the board and then actually create a new one either a new sales tax or a new, in this case, we're going for a sales tax to create a new sales tax for the other important the three-legged stool, which is law enforcement and criminal justice, which is our criminal system. So it was very encouraging to see the sheriff's office win by such a large margin.
Actually, larger margin than how it passed in the first time 10 years ago, which was surprising as well.
Yeah, I mean, it truly was it's obvious that the people of St. Tammany support the men and women of the sheriff's department. And it's very rewarding because safety is our number one thing here.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Arthur Laughlin, Councilman District 11. So you talked about an initiative that y'all are going to bring forward in the fall to try and remedy this, some of these challenges with the funding and finances of the criminal justice system. What is that going to look like?
So, We're putting a small sales tax on the December ballot, which will be dedicated only for the mandated expenses. And there's a couple of mandated expenses, but the most important are the district attorney, the jail, and the justice center, which is the courthouse. And we went for a sales tax versus a property tax because, number one, over 20% of the people who will be paying this tax are not residents of St. Tammany Parish. And number two, the revenue from that could be immediate, whereas we would have to wait till 2028 to realize the revenue from a new property tax.
So when you say a small tax, what are we talking about? How much exactly?
I want to say it's a quarter of a cent. Mm-hmm. I always get confused with my
That'll put St. Tammany where on the sales tax table? How much will the sales tax be in St. Tammany?
I can't give you a complete total because we have different taxes for different parts of St. Tammany Parish.
Different districts.
Yeah,
okay.
So it depends if this is going to be parish-wide. So unlike the road tax, which is only for unincorporated St. Tammany, this is going to be parish-wide. So it depends on if you live in the parish or if you live in the city of Slidell, the town of Abita, et cetera. So it all depends on where you're going to be. And then also, we also have some economic development zones, too.
Right. Now, you guys have tried different iterations that have failed thus far, right?
I think this is the seventh attempt to solve this problem. They've all been different versions of it, but the goal had always been to find funding for the district attorney's office.
Where do you think that you will get support from the cities? And I forgot, I used to know how many there were in St. Tammany. Incorporated areas inside of St. Tammany, you think that they will support this sales tax initiative?
I believe so, just because it is entirely going to be on for the benefit of them. So currently, they don't provide us direct funding for this, so this will be an opportunity for them to shoulder part of the burden. But also, I think they all realize how important it is. Because at the end of the day, what's the point of having an excellent police force if you can't prosecute and then properly house the people who've been arrested?
Yeah, because they do utilize your parish jail, right, for felony offenses that are booked.
Yeah, depending on the offense, because some of the municipalities like Slidell has Slidell City Jail, but depending on the crime, you may have to go to St. Tammany.
Yeah.
But they all
best of luck.
Benefit. I'm sorry, Noel, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
They all do use the district attorney's office in some fashion.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
No, just I really appreciate you taking the time to have me on the air and talk about our things that are going on in our parish.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best of luck, and obviously we'll see and maybe we'll visit again once qualifying is over for, a very important office in the parish of St. Tammany, the office of sheriff. And it sounds like there's a healthy collection of candidates that are interested in running for that office, and that's good as well. And hopefully we get a higher turnout than we got for the Senate race this last time.
I mean, it was absolutely
pretty.
Thank you so
pretty
much.
Pretty abysmal at 17%. Thank you, sir. Have a great 4th of July weekend as well. That's Arthur Laughlin, Councilman District 11 in St. Tammany Parish. We will be right back, folks. Stay with
us. Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you?
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Want $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Ro's free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, it's going to be an interesting thing to see what actually plays out. Got a number of texts here, and I would agree with some of them for sure. Some of the folks are saying, you know, we already have high sales taxes. That's going to be an issue. Others are saying that you need to do more with less. And then as it relates to the sheriff's race, text here says, where can I get my surpass for sheriff sticker? His experience would be a huge asset. I doubt very seriously that there would be any candidate that would have the breadth and depth of experience that Ronald Surpass has when one considers that he's was the head of two metropolitan police departments, both the NOPD and Nashville Police Department. He was the head of the Washington State Police. I don't think there'll be anyone who would be interested in running that will have commanded departments as large as he has and as diverse as he has. And I really believe that one of the most important things that he would bring to the table is actually, most people may not even know this, but he's worked on a consulting team where he has consulted small agencies, middle-sized agencies, large agencies around the country. And he's been doing that for years, not to mention that he's on the Loyola University staff as a professor there in teaching criminal justice, has his finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest technologies, policies, experience with jail operations and things of that sort. You know, it's kind of who do you want to have, you know, as it relates to that. And I mean, that's something, I don't know if he's even going to run, but I mean, it's something that he brings to the table, a breadth and depth of experience. I've interviewed him a lot. I love interviewing him on the show, mostly because of his experience as a consultant and part of a consulting team that basically goes in and does culture change, turnarounds of departments that are in distress. And those are not to suggest that St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office is in distress, but you bring a mindset to the table that a lot of people just really do not have. And so it'll be interesting to see. I think there'll be a lot of folks that'll throw their name into the hopper and run for sheriff. It's a big job. The sheriffs in Louisiana are different than sheriffs in most other states, and in a huge way. And then there's another text that says Dr. Surpass is an outsider in St. Tammany politics. I like that. He isn't part of the good old boy network up here. And there will be part of that will drive a number of votes to someone or another, because there may be others that are not from within the inside of the political circles in St. Tammany Parish. And there's, if you look at some of the most recent election results, there's an allure for that in many respects. And I really meant it when I said, you know, early onset, I thought it was a little bit of a rush, not knowing whether or not the Sheriff Brett Ibert was going to actually run for the position or not. I think he would have had an advantage with a short election cycle if he were to run. But I think it makes it a lot cleaner of an election for a whole host of reasons. When he announced yesterday that he has no interest in running for office, he has 30 years of law enforcement experience, over 20 years in, say, Tammany Parish. I just think it gives the voters an opportunity much more so than ever with him not running in the race, which is can be good and can be bad. You know, I mean, it's I don't know why the former chief criminal deputy left. That was interesting. I've not heard anything as to why he immediately resigned once Sheriff Smith had announced, you know, had kind of announced that he was going to be resigning, or that's what the story was that was going on. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays itself out, you know. And so it will be an interesting election season for sure. Obviously, hopefully voter turnout in St. Tammany is going to be strong. Typically, it's a lot stronger than most other parishes in our region, for sure. And as I've said before, St. Tammany is vitally important. Again, all of these parishes to this region for the city of New Orleans and moving from a third-tier city to a second-tier city. And that's a very important thing to happen. And a lot of it is about population. And, you know, whether the population grows in the city or grows in the immediate suburbs to the city is almost, in some respects, almost of no moment. It's just important that we're on the plus side and not on the minus side. We'll be right back, folks. When we come back, we'll check in with Scoot to see what he has coming your way. So stay with us. Folks, just a reminder, this July 4th weekend, join WWL for an ABC Radio Independence Day special that focuses on the hero next door. Hear powerful stories from the 9/11 generation of American military veterans, stories of patriotism, sacrifice, purpose, and quiet heroism that lives all around us. Plus, we'll take you inside Cherished America, a cross-country tour of America's most treasured national parks and monuments, from Mount Rushmore and Devil's Tower to Lincoln's Cottage, the Appalachian Trail, Sequoia National Park, and more. And join us for an American 250 special honoring the heroes next door in the places that tell America's story, Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, then again Saturday at 1, and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on WWL. And also just a reminder that Mike Dutillier and Steve Geller, they made it to July. Who dat? Saints training camp kicks off at the end of the month. Can you believe it's already there? Is this offense ready to take a giant step forward, or do we need to see more consistency from Tyler Shuck before getting too excited? Plus, tonight at the World Cup, I don't know about you guys, but I know where I'll be at 7 p.m. watching the United States facing the Bosnia-Herzegovina team. Will the Americans survive their first matchup of the knockout round? Huddle up with Mike D and Steve G for Sports Talk 4 to 8 Wednesday on WWL and the Odyssey app. And don't forget, go forth on the river. Saturday, July 4th, the fireworks display will start at 9 p.m. But come and get out there early, enjoy the pleasures of the quarter, the hotels, the museums, and get your spot on either bank, the East Bank or the West Bank, including the new Gold Ring Woldenberg Riverfront Park. If you've not been down towards that end, you will be very surprised at really how nice a job they really did. Be there when they light up the skies and celebrate America's 250th. Go forth on the river from the Riverfront Marketing Group, WWL, and our sister station, Magic 101.9. Do we have Scoot? Oh, we got Scoot. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Yes, well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about soccer because that big game is today. I think it starts at 5 o'clock, but I'll check on that. So there's a lot of stuff about soccer that, you know, I like the game, but there's some things that kind of drive me crazy, but we'll talk about that. Also, as we approach the 250th anniversary of America, is there anything that gives you hope for this country? What is it that stands out in your mind that gives you hope about this country? And we'll also talk about Pride Month being over, but a couple of flight attendants are in trouble over their not recognizing Pride Month.
All righty, Scoot's headed your way. Have a great Wednesday evening. Go USA.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.